Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Jeffrey TV. Jeffrey TV Podcast. Happy Wednesday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, and oh my God. Oh my God. But before we get to that, I would just like to congratulate the Milwaukee Bucks for winning the NBA championship for the year of our Lord 2021 season. It was a good series. Phoenix and Milwaukee, Bucks and Suns. There were not the famous names that we used to see in the championship. Quote unquote unknowns, maybe. That Booker, Donovan Booker, completely blown away by him. I had no idea. I always knew Chris Paul was a legend, and for some reason, I've always hated on Chris Paul, and I have no idea why. I didn't want to see him win a championship, and I have no idea why. I've always hated on Chris Paul, and I just don't know. I don't get it. Maybe because I was hearing how great he was before I actually was able to experience how great he was. So, I don't know. But it was a good series. It was entertaining. It was fun. Good basketball. It was good seeing the fans screaming again. Just going crazy. And 65,000 people outside Milwaukee. And hearing that noise. And remember what it's like to be in a Heinz Stadium. Or hell, any other stadium in the NFL when the Pittsburgh Steelers play. And hearing that black and yellow fan section scream. Yes, professional sports, it's just, you know, you see some of the performance of the athletes in that setting, knowing that their whole lives, they've trained for these moments. They've been prepared all the way through school, and their family's involved. The whole community is involved. The whole community is involved in raising an NBA player. The whole community, and we see all that come together. Then you get the best of the best in one organization. This run, I guess, you know, pretty well. It's a business still. You got to remember, it's still a business. And it's still media, and it's still money, and it's still cutthroat and all that stuff. But to sit there and be able to watch it on TV and participate in it with millions of other people over a game that we all believe and have faith in, whether it be football, baseball, or any sport or any kind of competition, to root and cheer and see the struggle. Was the glory of winning and the agony of defeat. I can't forget why we're the sports. But anyway, congrats. And congrats to CM Talley, whose cousin is on Milwaukee. So that kind of, you know, for the last few years, that's been kind of, you know, diverting my attention to the Bucks to hear him talk about his cousin, you know, their exploits. And he finally got a trophy in Middleton. He's a baller. He was definitely a baller. I got to give him that. And afterwards, he held the trophy. He didn't let that trophy go. It seemed like he was the only one I saw carrying the trophy after the owner and coaches gave it up. Because Giannis, monster. Giannis was a monster. To see that, to witness that performance, to be able to tune in and witness a human performance on a higher level and have it recorded and witness it with other people to share it. You know, you can share, you know, make your comments on social media and get feedback instantly, and just to experience that live and to be a part of it, to watch, you know, just almost superhuman feats in the heat of battle with all eyes watching you. It's just exciting. It's just truly exciting. Okay. To the oh my God, after 4 minutes, I did 4 minutes on the NBA championship. Oh my God. I got two words. Water. Water. There were times when I would wake up in the morning and just not feel like doing it. Literally, wake up in the morning, not feel like getting up, not feel like doing it, just not feel like doing work. And it was a heavy feeling. It was real. It was real enough for me to call off more than once. I would have a headache sometimes, or a gnawing tension in the back of my neck and in my head. My energy would be flat, and I wonder why I wouldn't want to feel like getting out of bed. And I couldn't figure out why, but it was the headaches that I would get like once every 2 weeks or so that really got my attention. Thought it was blood pressure or salt or weight, sleeping, funny, neck, all kinds of stuff I thought it was. Food, pants too tight, pressing on my abdomen, all kinds of stuff, just all kinds of stuff. And then the other night, Sunday, I got the idea that it might be drinking water. It might be that I need to drink more water, because I thought I could drink water. I thought I was drinking water, you know, during the day, during my regimen. I thought I was drinking water because I would fill up my container, and during the work day, I would drink X amount of water, and I would feel good about that. But as soon as the work day was over, and sometime a couple hours before, I would stop drinking water. I feel, oh, I got mine in. I would drink fruit punch and have my snack or something, or Jell-O or whatever, but not really, you know, drink water. So I might have been waking up in the morning partially dehydrated all those mornings. And then on top of that, get up, partially dehydrated or whatever. And I used to, those snacks used to be sometimes probably a lot of salt in them. And I think salt and water, the body, something, I don't know. In my mind, you know, it's a lot of salt and not a lot of water. And going to sleep and fasting, then waking up on an empty stomach, probably slightly dehydrated, and walking 4.7 miles like I'm doing right now before work. So I'm like out there, partially dehydrated, get out in a hot day, summer day, sweating, losing more moisture and water. Then I start getting these headaches. And then, like I said, they weren't pounding headaches. They didn't hurt, but I definitely felt a reduction in my disposition and my energy. And that little throbbing, I'm always doing this with my neck, trying to stretch it out, because it felt like a tension headache. Even felt like a little tingle in my nose. So it made me think it was sinuses. And like, even right now, I can feel like a little bit of that same kind of tingling, but it's not as intense. It's nowhere near as intense that would lead to one of the headaches. And I can feel like the little same thing as a headache. I feel like a little sinus pain or sinus irritation or whatever, sinus feeling in my nose. And then it would like go to the back of my neck. But it just happened right now, but it was mild. On some days it's like really pronounced. But today it was a smile. And I think it's because Sunday night, I had to start drinking water. After I had my snack and my fruit punch, I just forced myself just to drink water. I even think I filled up the water bottle. I put the lid on it, because I got it next to the bed in case I knock it over. And so I put the lid on it, so I get to set it right there next to the bed and not worry about knocking it over and spilling it. So I was just drinking water. Not that I would drink water at night, because see, here's the whole thing. I can't drink on an empty stomach. I can't drink water on an empty stomach. I don't think I've ever been able to. If I drink cold water in the morning before I put something in it, eventually it's coming right back up and it's still gonna be cold. So I gotta eat something. And then even when I eat, I gotta start drinking slowly. I gotta build up to it. Because if I eat, say I ate a boiled egg and some carrots or and some cottage cheese or something, and turned around and flushed it with like a half a gallon of water, it's still coming up. And another factor in this to where it may be a human characteristic to do something for the psychological advantage, knowing it may not be the best for your physical body. I like walking on an empty stomach without water before I touch anything to get that low weight way when I get back to home. That's something I always look forward to. Get out here. I get on the scale when I first wake up in the morning. I get dressed. Go out, walk 4.7 miles. Go back home, get on the scale. I get on the scale at night before I go to bed. In the morning when I get up. And then again after my walk. Then I work. Then after 4.7 miles walking, doing work, I walk at my 15-minute breaks and at my half hour lunch. That's probably another 6,000 steps. So I'm averaging 16K on a work day. Barely 10K on a non-work day. Those 6,000 steps on a work day are real. And on non-work days, I may wanna figure out how to increase my step count. And hell, I was even thinking on non-work days, my behavior degrades to a point where I should do 20,000 steps. I should do 2 5-mile walks, one in the morning, one in the evening. But right now I'm out here, I feel good. It's a bounce of my step. I got that energy back. I'm doing more things. Doing work, extracurricular, around the apartment, more ideas. It's only been 3 days, okay, but, and I'm riding it. I'm going with it. It's been 3 days. I feel so much better. And again, I'm out here. And then also I was thinking, oh, maybe I should do something for breakfast. You know, I got to start maybe putting some of my stuff for breakfast. I mean, because it doesn't make sense. And I know it's wrong. Like I said, psychologically, because I'm human, I can do things that psychologically please me. But I know damn well it's probably not good for me physically. And I know I should eat breakfast. I know I should put something in my stomach. But, you know, I was maybe grab a banana or apple or make a smoothie and take it with me when I walk or whatever. Because you'd be seeing people walking. You'd be seeing like little girls walking, all super dressed up in their walking outfits, all the accessories, carrying a big 10-gallon jug of water to walk 200 feet. I get it, water, I get it. It's an accessory. You know, we're supposed to do it. I get it, hydrate, blah, blah, blah. Okay, I get it. Okay, but hell, I'm out here doing it the way I do it. See, I'm sweating. I tried to walk in the shade this time a little bit more. Even though I do like to sweat, and even though I know that's only water weight, when I get home, get on that scale, get that low, low number, and then I can continue. Anyhow, my name is Jeffrey, and I'm out here doing my 4.75 miles. People don't know how to move over. I'm about to start telling people to move over. See, people didn't move over, so I walked up here on this part. I got off of the regular path. See, there's the regular path there. And here comes the bus. Now I'm up on like the upper walking thingy, overlooking the gutter, or the, if you can see that little dip down there, where all the homeless people, street people come to do whatever they do when they want privacy. But it's good. It's good. I feel good. I feel like I want to do sessions now. I was calling people to get the energy to want to record and be out. optimistic about just, not optimistic, optimistic isn't the word, just energy fulfilled, feel good, walking becomes easier. It's just good. It's just really just good. That water. We'll see. Day three. We'll see what happens day four. But I can feel the back of my neck and my head. It's clear. It's clear. And the energy in my body feels, I don't want to say clean, but right. Proper. Anyhow, y'all, water. Don't sleep. Don't let your regiment that works fail you by letting it degrade or devolve into something that isn't as beneficiary to you as it was intended. Like with my regimen, I just kind of fell into a habit of, without even thinking about it, without drinking water, fell into a habit of not drinking water after 6 o'clock or something, 6, 7 o'clock. Anyhow, my name is Jeffrey. Water. We'll see. Like I said, it's only day three. I don't give a damn. If y'all know me, y'all know I'm going to ride this wave as long as this wave is waving. I'm going for it. Both feet in the moment. Best thing in the world. This is it. This is the best. Right now. My now is, seems to always to be the best. Regardless of what I'm doing, where I'm at, or what. I have the ability to make my right now the best feeling in the world. And right now, I can't do it all the time. Like when I get a headache, obviously, I'm like, no, this ain't the best time. No, this ain't the best life. No, it's always still the best life because the headache will go away. But it just feels good. It just feels really, really good to be out here walking in Southern California, in the position I am, being who I am, and then getting the steps, getting that exercise, and turn around, going home, and being so proud that I executed and got this knocked out. Going home and just being so proud. Anyway, my name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. Swinging on y'all two times for me. And for the funk. And for every atom and elementary particle that is in this universe and in every universe that has ever existed. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. And I'm telling y'all again, hydrate, drink your water.
Ladies, I'm out. And gentlemen, welcome to Jeffrey TV.